Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Now into hour number two. We're going to have open phones today. Coming up, just a mini guest, just to give you some info, the head of the National Organic Association, about how the federal government's going to let all these companies certify stuff as organic that isn't organic. You thought you'd escape their poison? Oh, no. Oh, no. Maybe it's hateful to talk bad about stuff that isn't genetically modified. By the way, I'm not joking about that. They've actually arrested farmers in England that, in one case, who called French strawberries garbage. And that was considered to be xenophobic because it was a reflection on the French people. No, they were just saying, our products are better, your strawberries are garbage. And said that in a radio interview, so he got arrested. That's what we're talking about with Pastor Ted Pike. I mean, this is thought control, mind control, you know, free speech zones, all of this, it's happening. And the left is for the right losing their free speech, and the right is for the left losing their free speech. And then the false left paradigm, we all lose our free speech. And at the vanguard of leading this is the ADL, the Antichrist Devil League. And the Antichrist Devil League is running around, openly getting Christians arrested for praying on the street corner. And we just covered that in the last hour. These are real cases. And the Antichrist Devil League advises local police departments. They write the handbooks. This is where you get, you know, FEMA training and Road to Tyranny, where they're saying all Christians are terrorists. We have FEMA on tape saying this. The Antichrist Devil League taught them this. And we're talking to Pastor Pike about what the Antichrist Devil League is up to right now. And there's other horrible groups, the Southern Perversion Law Center and other groups that are doing this. But the leaders are the Antichrist Devil League. Pastor Pike, I want to go over some more cases of this, but and some stations don't carry this segment, so I want to get into the new legislation that's passed the House and how to stop this in the next segment. But give us some more examples in the next few minutes of how the Antichrist Devil League is lobbying.
Yes. The president last October signed into law, with the approval of Congress, the unanimous approval, I believe, the Global Department of Anti-Semitism, which is now being set up in the State Department, and it is mandated to produce an annual report, which is ghostwritten by ADL B'nai B'rith. And in this 40-page report, which you can get from the State Department website, they have about 14 twisted definitions there throughout the entirety of the 40-page report, gleaned from so-called anti-Semitic actions throughout these 55 nations over which B'nai B'rith International presides.
By the way, criticizing the IMF or World Bank is supposedly code for anti-Semitism. Everything's code.
Right. Well, it's a horrendous list, and we could go through it. Probably don't have time.
Yeah, we do. We have time if you want to go through it.
Oh, do you? Okay. Let's see here. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll just look here while I talk.
Sure.
This hate crimes Gestapo basically makes evangelical Christians by the millions into anti-Semites because it cites an example of a pastor in Poland, and I'll quote right here. It says, quote, the pastor of the St. Bridget Church in Gdansk told parishioners during services that Jews killed Jesus and the prophets. Now, it says that's an outstanding example of anti-Semitism this spring in Poland. Well, if we think about that, isn't that exactly what Mel Gibson said in The Passion of the Christ? He basically said that these evil Jewish leaders whipping up the Jewish mob called for the crucifixion of Christ. So if you agree with that, you are now anti-Semitic.
And this is actually going to create more anti-Semitism, which is actually what these groups like, to then put pressure on the general Jews who aren't doing anything bad to then be under their control. We'll talk about that, too, when we get back. This is the politics or the strategy of tension. We'll be right back. We'll tell you about it.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. I'm here live, folks. Alex Jones, your host. And to be clear, so I'm not confused with all the other Alex Joneses, I still get emails every day. Am I this guy? Am I that guy? I'm not Alex S. Jones of the New York Times. I'm not Alex E. Jones, the industrialist from Canada. I'm Alexander Emmerich Jones from Austin, Texas. I got to do that every few weeks. There's so many Alex Joneses out there. It's a pretty common name, and I get these emails. You're a New York Times writer. So I had to just, I want to throw that out today because I got two emails in the last couple days about this, and it just, I guess it's something I'll always have to announce. I'm Alexander Emmerich Jones. There's different Alex Joneses. It gets pretty annoying. Why, you're the head public relations person for Scientology, a 56-year-old guy with black hair. No, I'm not. That's like Alex A. Jones or something. I'm Alexander Emmerich, as in middle name German. Alexander Emmerich Jones. All right. It's obnoxious to have to do that, but I've got to do that every once in a while. We're talking to Pastor Ted Pike. And Pastor Pike, I've heard him many times on the radio. We've interviewed him many times over the years. He makes sure to tell you that he loves the Jewish people. And the Bible says they are the chosen people in God's plan. And we're doing this because the ADL are the leaders of attacking free speech. And they're not a Jewish organization, folks. They are a mafioso organization. You know, I talked yesterday about how the Israeli government in the 50s radiated 100,000 Jewish children. Most of them died. They tell their parents they were going to have dental work done, or they were going from school to have, quote, be checked for ringworm fungus, and they would zap them with radiation, and most of them died on the table. Now, I know, and that's in the Jerusalem Post. And the same weirdo crowd that was zapping these Jewish children, if you talk about that, the ADL comes after you. If you talk about how the Zionists actually, it's public now, the liberals are talking about it, funded Hitler and supported Hitler because he would be mean to Jews and drive them out of Europe so the Zionists could basically have them as their domesticated slaves. It's the same thing, folks. You got Germans enslaving Germans and English enslaving English and black tribe leaders enslaving black people. It's the same thing. And then they tell their group, do what we say or this other group's going to get you. It's like the radical Aslan crowd. You know, if Hispanics don't follow all their orders, you know, they say horrible things about them. And so we've got to understand this. We're not here bashing Jews, folks. We're here exposing just a horrible organization sworn to get your guns, sworn to enslave you and your family, who slandered me over and over again, and I'm sick of it. I mean, they'll manufacture stuff I never even said and put it on their website. Pastor Pike, let's talk about the bill. We beat this five times, but they keep coming back.
That's right. The ADL has sworn that they're going to continue again and again to reintroduce this big federal hate bill, regardless of whether it's defeated. They'll be back again the next year, and that's
and they've gotten deceptive. They've got a new name for it this time.
Well, it's called the Local Law Enforcement Hate Crimes Prevention Act.
And it should be called the Federalization of Local Police and Sheriff's Department Thought Crimes Division.
Yeah, well, it could be called the Local Law Enforcement Invasion Act, because basically what it does is it breaks down all barriers to federal intervention in states' rights law enforcement. This has been the main barrier to establishing a huge federal anti-hate bureaucracy like exists in Canada, is that we still have some states' rights. We have requirements that unless the federal government can find a jury tampering or voter fraud or hate crimes involving interstate commerce or even slavery in the state, the federal government has got to stay out of local law enforcement. And so what this bill largely boils down to is an attempt to break down all divisions between law enforcement on the federal and the local level. And just this week, a caller told me that he heard Barney Franks, the homosexual representative from Massachusetts.
Well, he's more than that. He has underage children in his house.
Oh, absolutely.
But he doesn't get in trouble for that.
And yet he was on C-SPAN before Congress as this bill was being passed, arguing that with the very bad blood between blacks and whites coming out of the New Orleans disaster, it would be very, very important now to adopt this federal anti-hate bill to keep a watch, keep a lid on
bad blood. Texas took in the predominantly black people, and we've been lavishing them with goods.
Right, but according to him, the potential for hate and hate crimes is very great coming out of this disaster. And that was basically all it took to persuade these timid members of Congress to go ahead.
What about a law to stop Barney Franks from having underage call boys in his house?
Yeah, well, this bill is pro-homosexual. It's pro-pederasty, pro-transvestite, and so on. In fact, this latest version adds transvestites and women, female impersonators for special federal protection that you and I don't have.
And by the way, they're saying it'll be a hate crime if a woman gets upset if one of these guys is in the bathroom, which we had just had a big case of that in Central Texas. It's freaking these women out.
Yeah.
I mean, and now they're evil because they're freaked out somebody's dressed like a woman in the bathroom.
Yeah, but they have special federal protection under this bill now. In fact, that's unique to this latest version, was giving special protection rights to FBI expertise in criminology, investigative powers, and so on, to those who are masquerading as women and going into women's bathrooms. And so you can see how perverse this legislation is. The ADL is literally a fountain of legislative sewage to this nation. And I am calling on Jews of good intention, like Rabbi Lappin out in Seattle, who says that the ADL is now in relentless attack on evangelical Christianity.
And he said that that's going to cause anti-Semitism.
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, let me just quickly read a choice, statement by Rado Lappin in a recent interview. He says it's a real tragedy that an organization like the ADL, which was originally formed 100 years ago or more to fight defamation of Jews, is now contributing so sadly to the very defamation it was formed to prevent. So they're stimulating anti-Semitism, bad blood.
But the same people that control it now have been caught red-handed doing this always.
Oh, absolutely. They're utter hypocrites. And
but, I mean, let's explain, though, the strategy of tension. They want anti-Semitism, folks, so don't give it to them.
Yeah, that's right. And what we have to remember here is that for thousands of years, the Jewish people, since they rejected Jesus Christ as the only trustworthy guide they will ever have, instead they opted for following the Pharisees. And Jesus said they turned, the Pharisees turned upside down the laws of God and made it of none effect. And these wicked Pharisees, like the ADL, B'nai B'rith today, have led the flock of Israel into twisted and wrong ways. And so throughout the last 2,000 years, through the Babylonian Talmud, which was the product of the Pharisees, and the Zohar, the Kabbalah, all of that is Pharisaic. They have created racism in Judaism. They created isolation and hatred and suspicion against Gentiles. And this is a very great tragedy. And that's why I'm calling for Jews of good intention like Rabbi Lappin and others to lead many, many, many good Jews, well-intentioned Jews.
Kind of like a Moses?
That's right, out of ADL bondage and so on, and fulfill the true mandate which God gave through the prophet Jeremiah thousands of years ago, that the Jewish people should, in the lands of their dispersion, they should live at peace and seek the welfare of those nations, because in doing that, they themselves would have peace. But what ADL B'nai B'rith are doing is they are whipping up all of these hate laws worldwide, and the Gentiles know that these Jewish leaders are behind these. There's tremendous anti-Semitism and bad blood working up. And what the ADL wants to do, of course, is to create fanaticism out of it, create anti-Semitic movements, which they, in turn, can propagandize when these movements erupt in violence against Jews. They can create their own mythologies and basically teach the world more and more false lessons, such as they did out of the Holocaust in the Second World War.
But you know, while anti-Semitism is on the rise, at the same time, people figuring out the code of how this is all manipulated, people are finally seeing the illusion more than ever.
Well, absolutely. And the real challenge is to beat the ADL, but not bereft people at their own game, and raise the levels of awareness of the true enemy that they are without descending into racism or vulgar anti-Semitism. And, of course, I believe that the Holy Scriptures are the perfect antidote to that. They're the perfect prescription for moderation and balance, because I do believe firmly that God invested a tremendous amount in the Jewish nation over thousands of years, and eventually the Holy Scriptures prophesy that someday out of great tribulation and reversal and anguish, a remnant of Jews will turn to Jesus as their true Messiah at his second coming.
But what do you say about the phony right-wing neocon Christians that say, worship everything the ADL does because, you know, then we're going to have a wonderful Armageddon and then we get Jesus? I mean, this is really twisted.
Oh, that really is twisted. But the fact of the matter is that Paul in Romans is very clear that those ADL, evil Jewish leaders and people who absolutely reject Christ are not the true children of God. They're the broken off branches. They are withered and they are dried and they are cast away. But there is a predestined remnant, I believe and I teach, that could even be in existence today within the nation Israel, which will someday see through how ADL B'nai B'rith, these Pharisaic leaders, have so tragically led them astray over the millennia.
Well, I mean, if the word gets out that these Pharisees microwaved 100,000 Jewish children, I think it's over for them.
Well, what I'm doing is I'm broadcasting in very specific terms. I've been on well over 140 broadcasts, closer to 150 now in the last 13 months. And in every one of those broadcasts, practically, I've had liberty to roast the ADL. I've been able to hold them up to very specific scrutiny.
Well, I'll tell you what, when we get back, let's specifically talk about the legislation.
You bet.
Because, folks, we're very close to passing an ADL-written And it's going to be used. Free speech will be gone. And talk radio will be gone, folks. They will start prosecuting you for just anything. We'll be right back.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Has anyone told you how the Patriot Acts number 1 and 2 is the groundwork to eliminate all of our freedoms guaranteed to us by the Bill of Rights? Have you been told that they infringe upon the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment? This is minimum infringement. There may be more. Is your guaranteed right to freedom of speech, assembly, religion, privacy, and to own a gun important to you? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to take your order.
Back in the 1950s, gasoline was only 25 cents a gallon. A hot dog was a nickel. And a luxury car was only $3,000. What happened to those prices? Well, the dollar was changed. In the 1960s, the government removed silver from the dollar and just started printing money out of thin air. The result? Inflation was born. Your dollar has lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do about it? Start using the Silver Liberty Dollar. The Silver Liberty Dollar is a private legal currency backed by 100% pure silver. It's 100% inflation proof and is being used by over 100,000 people. Beat inflation with the Silver Liberty Dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR now.
Other forces that want to restrict free speech. They want to put in electronic voting machines, totally fraud-driven, so you can't truly vote. They're turning grand juries and juries into rubber stamps. Now, there's all these organizations, but leading the charge is the ADL, which is a globalist plan. And then as this tyranny comes in, Jews will be blamed. This is very sophisticated. This is how the New World Order operates. And we're talking to Pastor Ted Pike. Pastor, give us your website so they can see all the documentation on this.
Yes, we have many dozens of very interesting, short, but very, very easy-to-read articles all about the hate crimes, the philosophy, and that's at www.truthtellers.org. That's truthtellers.org.
Now, this legislation has passed the House, and it could pass the Senate. How do we defeat it?
Well, what we have to do right now, folks, is to call today, right after you are done with listening to Genesis today, during daylight hours, you call your members of Congress, and here is the toll-free number to your senator or congressman. It's 877-762-8762. Again, the toll-free number to Congress is 877-762-8762. You just let them know in very very certain terms that if you find out that they are voting for the big federal hate bill, that's H.R. 2662 or S. 1145, then you are not going to vote them back into Congress next time. These members of Congress, they might fear the ADL, but they really do fear their constituents, because those constituents can put them out of a career when they remember in the November.
Pastor Pike, this will be the fifth time we beat it, if we beat it this time, but they just keep coming back. They're doing it at the state level.
Yes, they have vowed they are never going to quit until they have established an anti-hate bureaucracy.
Well, we need to get off of the defensive. We need to go ahead and call, but get off the defensive and get federal laws passed reaffirming the First Amendment.
And the 14th Amendment, which bans the government from the pandering to some special interest group. Now, I should mention that you probably, people especially in the East Coast, may have stinking liberal congressmen and senators. Don't let that dissuade you. Go to the government website or go to your local library. Get a list, especially of the Republican members of the House and Senate, and spend a few hours making use of this toll-free number, which again is 877-762-8762. Call dozens of members of Congress.
And I want folks to grab a pen and paper right now. Grab a pen and paper. Here's that number.
Yes, again, that number is 877-762-8762. You know, you could go out this afternoon, you could go to a softball game, you could consume a couple of hours of time just watching people throw a ball back and forth on a sunny afternoon. Or you could get to these members, Republican members of the House and Senate, you could spend 2 hours without even a nickel of your money being spent calling this toll-free number, and you could powerfully impact them today to hold back this anti-hate.
And by the way, the calls do matter. MTV every year will take a whole day, Sumner Redstone, and just put the phone number up and show, quote, people who were killed by haters. Well, they all got charged with crimes. But then, call the number, call Congress, say, pass the hate crime law. And then they don't even tell people what is in the law. So,
the homosexual lobby has $30 million and millions of passionate homosexuals who are calling these toll-free numbers, are impacting Congress. And surely, if the forces of the Antichrist can do that, the Church of God in America can set aside a day in their church on the weekend.
Of course, under 501c3, which is a total smokescreen, churches better not talk that.
Well, I think we're going to have to, like the Hebrews under Pharaoh, we're going to have to bend the law here, because otherwise we're going to end up in a beautiful...
Well, the law is a fraud to begin with. The government can make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof.
Well, the God himself has ordained this wonderful republic as an instrument.
But what about
truth.
Romans 13? I thought we should worship the government.
That's right. Well, God is very concerned that the United States of America be preserved with enough free speech to continue to spread the good news of the
gospel.
Well,
the point is, we are the government.
That's right.
And we are going to follow the government.
You bet.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Pastor Ted Pike to go over some of the things this will do. I mean, this isn't a joke. And this is going to be used on the left, too, folks. This is going to be used on everybody. You understand it's the end of free speech in America. They're openly saying they want to shut websites down. They're openly wanting to shut down talk radio. This is not a joke. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most addictive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get 2 sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
We are equal opportunity offenders. We expose evil, corruption, centralized oppression anywhere we find it. Whether it's Pat Robertson saying forced abortion and infanticide in China's good, or whether it's, you know, George Bush and the gay prostitutes, it doesn't matter. We cover it all. We expose the Democrats, all of it. It's all controlled by the globalists, just like the ADL are. Anybody that tries to take your freedom, we go after them, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I know Ron and Ken and Chris and Elias and David and others are holding. We're going to get to your calls here in a few minutes. And I got a bunch of other news I want to cover. New developments on the British SAS soldiers caught carrying out terror attacks. More news on the satanic activities of Tony Blair. Mainstream news, new developments there. More on the new hurricane coming right towards us here in Texas. Now a Category 4, could even go up to 5. I mean, this sucker is moving. He is spinning with speeds of over 130 miles per hour. But before we go back to Pastor Pike here, don't wait, my friends. Number one, my videos are powerful, they're informative. I carry a bunch of other great videos and books on tape. on CD and cassette of some of the best works out there, bar none. But it also makes this broadcast possible. And I want you, when you get my videos, to make copies of them. The power of you, the listener, getting my films and making copies of them and giving them to others and telling them to make copies is exponential, is earth-shattering, mountain-moving. So please get Road to Tyranny. Please get my new miniseries film, The Masters of Terror, or please get Matrix of Evil, or again, the new miniseries film, Martial Law, 911, Rise of the Police State. These are so important. Go to InfoWars.com. Read descriptions of the films. Watch lengthy free segments and clips of the videos. Look at the different specials we're offering and take advantage of them. People want to donate all the time, and I say, you know, I don't really ask for those, though they're always appreciated, because we've got a lot more we need to do, and we need your support. But at the same time, the donation can just be getting a bunch of the videos, taking advantage of those specials, because then the material gets out. So please take action. 1-888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to call and order the videos or books. And they can answer all your questions about what the films cover or about different specials. Or go to InfoWars.com to order hard copies via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart. Or again, that number, 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And never forget PrisonPlanet.tv. Where all the films and dozens of other films we've been authorized to post are there on the site, including Ted Pikes, one of his great videos, exposing the hate laws, exposing what they're really up to. We'll tell you how to get hard copies of those in a few minutes from Ted Pike. Ted, quickly, because I want to go to calls before you have to leave us, quickly go through some of the 14 points they're globally calling for and what would be considered a hate crime. Under what they're calling for, Mel Gibson would be arrested.
Yes, the U.S. State Department now, in its global anti-Semitism report, which you can personally get from the State Department website, throughout this 40-page document, they lay down these 14 criteria of what they consider anti-Semitism. Now, very briefly, true anti-Semitism says that Jews are evil, degenerate, subversive, corruptive, all those things, just because of their genetics, because they are Jewish and have mis-evolved or something like that. That's what Hitler believed. That's what the KKK believes and other white supremacist groups and so on. I repudiate that racist definition of Jews. I believe if Jewish leaders are evil, they have become evil because of their own moral decisions away from truth and toward evil. But the Department of Anti-Semitism does not define anti-Semitism in those terms. It says, number one, any assertion, quote, that the Jewish community controls government, the media, international business, and the financial world, unquote, is anti-Semitic. Number two.
Well, let me stop you.
Yeah.
Let me just stop you. I don't care what somebody says. If they say Jews are God, or if they say Jews have Easter bunnies in their head, or if Jews say, you know, that whites are evil, or if blacks say whites are evil, I don't care because it's the First Amendment. So regardless, I want all the free speech protected. But the point is, folks, they are really boiling it down to just anything being illegal. Go ahead.
That's right. And impeccable Jewish sources, like the Encyclopedia Judaica and other notable Jewish authors, very candidly admit that virtually all the Hollywood studios were founded and controlled by Jews, all of the three major TV networks were founded and controlled by Jews and so on, and even the Jews boast of this and are proud of that fact, and yet for a Gentile to make that assertion, according to the Department of Anti-Semitism, is now anti-Semitic. And number two, it says that, quote, strong anti-Israel sentiment, unquote, is anti-Semitic. So if you feel strongly that Ariel Sharon behaved like a Nazi in invading the West Bank several years ago, raining hellfire missiles on hapless Palestinian people in their towns, that is considered anti-Semitic now by the U.S. government.
So half the Jews in Israel are against Sharon, so they're anti-Semitic.
That's right. And people like Rabbi Lapin, who may be critical of this false leadership, are now anti-Semitic. And number three, it says that, quote, virulent criticism, unquote, of Israel's leaders, past or present, is now anti-Semitic. So if it gives an example here. It says if a cartoon uses the word Nazi, for example, to describe Ariel Sharon and his saturation bombing of the refugee camps in Lebanon back in 1982, in which 17,500 refugees were bombed into extinction. If you use the word Nazi in a cartoon about that, that is
not... But hold on. A Nazi wouldn't use the word Nazi for Sharon. A Nazi loves Hitler. I get criticized all the time for saying Hitler isn't loving and good because he wasn't.
Well, this reflects the Israeli policy. You know, Knesset passed a law that no member of Knesset may describe verbally any actions of the Sharon government.
And these are Jews, and the Knesset can't say that.
Yeah, they can't say this, they can't portray or regard any actions of the Mossad or Likud government as bearing.
Basically, all this is the New World Order is using the tragedies that happened in World War II that they engineered to then now demonize any free speech.
That's right, to teach us false lessons and to create more propaganda mythology. And that's why we can't get into more violence and anti-Semitism, real racism and anti-Semitism. We have to keep following the biblical balance on this very, very sensitive intellectual issue.
Yeah, it is complex. Please continue.
But number four, it says criticism of the Jewish religion or its religious leaders or literature, especially the Talmud and Kabbalah, is anti-Semitic. That's not a quote. That's a summary.
Well, there's 100 groups of Jews fighting with each other like there's 5,000 sects of Christians.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's all these religions do is fight with each other.
Yeah. Now, if you go to the Babylonian Talmud or the Zohar or Kabbalah, you'll find that they're full of hatred against Christians, hatred against Gentiles, full of dreams of world ambition and all that kind of thing, and yet to say those things in public is now anti-Semitic, according to the State Department. It says, number five, criticism of the U.S. government and Congress for being under undue influence by the Jewish Zionist community, including AIPAC, is anti-Semitic. And so we are supposed to, like the people with the emperor who has no clothes, we are to deny that this huge lobby has any influence in Congress. The truth of the matter is that everyone knows that AIPAC dominates Congress.
Well, the truth is it's a Siamese twin.
That's right, and yet that's anti-Semitic now to make that assertion, according to the State Department.
But Ariel Sharon said he owned Congress.
Yeah, right. If any Christian blames Jewish leaders and their followers for inciting the Roman crucifixion of Christ, that also is anti-Semitic now, according to the State Department. Of course, that makes millions of people who agreed with Mel Gibson as he portrayed the Jewish leaders killing Christ. It makes them all anti-Semitic. It makes tens of millions.
But that doesn't make any sense. I mean, everybody knows that the Jewish leadership didn't like Christ, and just like they killed a lot of prophets, you know, Christ, of course, being God, and said killing. And then Pilate said, this man has done nothing wrong. I find no fault. And they said, give us Barabbas. I mean, that's
sure.
Even in the Roman histories.
Oh, yeah. It's so well documented in the New Testament. But you see what they're wanting to do, Alex, is to put a noose around literally tens of millions.
You know what? I think these big Christian churches will stop teaching the Bible. They'll probably say Jesus was never crucified.
That's what's happened in Canada, where and throughout many Christians, evangelical Christians today believe that we all killed Christ vicariously, and therefore we can escape description as being anti-Semitic. But it's not going to work.
But I mean, you know, here's the analogy: when Moses came back down the mountain and he caught him back to the Babylon mystery religion or back to the Egyptian mystery religion. I mean, he blasted him. Well, that's like saying if we say Hitler was bad, we're saying all Germans are evil. Say that there were evil leaders who had Christ killed, it was the governor who ordered John the Baptist to have his head lopped off. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yes, what this is doing in a nutshell is it's making the New Testament into anti-Semitic hate literature. Now, what it wants to do, as in Canada, is to force pastors and Christians not to quote these scriptures against the Jews because they are anti-Semitic. Now, the Christians are going to have to make a choice because Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me and my words in this wicked and perverse generation, I'm going to be ashamed of you before the holy angels when I come in my kingdom. And if we are ashamed to preach from the gospel and from the pulpit that the Jewish leaders masterminded the crucifixion, it says Jesus is going to be ashamed of us. And the truth of the matter is that Jesus Christ would be in a hate crimes prison. He'd probably be sitting next to Ernst Zundel right now if he were alive today. That's how serious this is. And so what they're wanting to do is make all these Christians into anti-Semites. And paradoxically, these are the very Christians who, throughout the entirety of this century, have made it possible for Israel to be established in the Middle East and rise into status as the number two or three military power in the world. And now, ADL B'nai B'rith is turning on these benevolent Christians who are fanatical in their love toward Israel and calling them anti-Semites. How's that for gratitude?
And Rabbi Lapin and others have talked about that.
Yes, and Rabbi Lapin is warning the Christians on Trinity Broadcasting. He says, you better face the facts now that organized secular Judaism, meaning B'nai B'rith, is in relentless attack on evangelical Christians.
Now listen, the rest of Trinity Broadcasting, with that horrible creature Crouch, is worshiping this. How are they even letting Lapin do that?
Well, I don't know. He made a bold statement, and I read another quote here from an interview. I've communicated my emails to him. I'm encouraging him to take the initiative now and start a movement to lead the Jews of good intention away from subservience and bondage to this very evil leadership throughout the world. Now, what it boils down to is once they have labeled evangelical Christians as anti-Semites, then it's a small step with the federal hate bill coming in to describe them as seditionists, haters, and so on. Because
I have FEMA on video. Have you ever seen my film Road to Tyranny?
No, I haven't.
Well, a Kansas City firefighter sent me the tape, and this was also in the training manuals. And they just teach that all Christians are terrorists, the Founding Fathers were bad, and that they're enemies of the federal government.
Yes.
Those are actual quotes.
That's right. And in Canada today, right now, if I had a friend in Canada, and I asked him very pointedly, I said, what would happen if you were to say in public, that the Jews killed Jesus Christ? And he said, everybody up here knows that if you were to do that, you'd be playing with fire. Somebody might call the police, and the police might come, and you would be arrested.
Well, regardless of whether you agree with that or not, it's free speech. Let's take a few calls here,
okay.
Folks, this bill has passed the House. It's in the Senate now. You better call the House and the Senate, because then it'll go back to conference if the Senate passes it. Let's talk to Ron in New York. Ron, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
Oh, there has to be some mistake here. You can't be telling me that the good old Republican neocon majority in the U.S. House of Representatives who will say they don't want government in our lives would have passed this bill. I mean, Bubba, good old boy, would never believe that.
No. Well, it happened. It was a vote by 223 to 199.
Right.
Well, maybe we should ban the Bible. I mean, they in Pennsylvania a few years ago, they did ban reading from certain passages of it. Maybe we're not Christian if we don't ban it.
Well, you know how they're going to probably try to promote and sell this law onto the larger portion.
They'll have some degenerate, toothless Ku Klux Klan member dancing around screaming racism, saying he hates the bill.
Better than that. They've got to convince Bubba, good old boy, to act against his interests. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to tell him, well, this bill, sotto voce, they're going to infer, this bill is against the imams who are speaking against the country in the mosques. But I have a little something to tell Bubba, good old boy. He will be the first persecuted under this bill. He will be persecuted when he objects to his child being taught that Debbie has two moms, or when on the pulpit of his evangelical church his minister reads from the Bible. He will be the first object.
Well, I'll tell you, I've had the million moms hit me with signs. I've had the Democrats pop me on the head when I'm not even there protesting them. And I've had an Asian lady grab my biceps with her fingers, and the police saw it, and she grabbed me viciously. They did nothing, and Mike Hansen was assaulted, and it's all on video, being hit with a cane, None of this, and the police won't do a thing, folks.
Collectively enforced. In the state of New York, we have a hate crimes bill. Since the inception and enactment of that bill and the hate crimes law has never been enforced with equity. It has never been enforced equally. And as to the ADL...
But even if it was forced equally, it's wrong.
It was right. It's wrong even so. I'm just saying that we've got the worst of worst possible scenarios, but you're absolutely correct to say that. And as far as the ADL is concerned, okay, people should know something, that the ADL has been spying on American citizens, acting as a conduit agent for government agencies, passing information along to government law enforcement.
No, they've been caught. They've been arrested. They've lost lawsuits.
That's a fact, right. They've lost defamation lawsuits. And somebody, and people should know something else, too. And this kind of tells you the kind of demented neurotics that you have running the ADL, who are basically instruments of higher power. Now, David Icke, I'm sure you're familiar with, and many in your audience are, right? David Icke's theories, his lizard theories, are at best comical, but harmless, all right? Yet somehow the ADL has translated that. It's absurd. It's like little green men from Mars and chupacabras.
No, I mean, he's a UFO guy, and they had him grabbed for saying it, saying, no, that's code word.
They found that that absurd, like, UFO talk was a danger to them and anti-Semitic. I mean, it could be nothing more absurd. It, like I said, it's comical, but harmful.
No, listen. If you criticize the IMF or World Bank, which is pretty much run by Dutch and British, they say that's anti-Semitic. I mean, they actually create anti-Semitism. Stay there. Ron, thanks for the call. Stay there, Pastor Pike. We'll come back and take some more calls.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
No one is safe when we don't have a first. First Amendment or a Second Amendment, a Tenth Amendment, a Fourth Amendment. They're all being attacked or completely dismantled right now. And they tell the conservatives, you better ban free speech or the Arabs will get you. And they tell the liberals, oh, you're not for Nazis, are you? And you know, this is basically how it operates. And then they get these bills passed. And the vanguard of this is the ADL. Just an unbelievable organization that is horrible. They've attacked me a few times. They never dare say I'm anti-Semitic, but they basically say everything else. And then they even invent statements I never made on their website. It's incredible. But a lot of them are well-meaning zealots, too. They're in the mid-levels of this. But the people up top, they know what they're doing. And they understand what they're doing. Let's take another call for Pastor Ted Pike. And then we've got Ronnie Cummings, the founder and director of Organic Consumers Association, coming on for a few minutes of the next hour. Then I'll cover some other news because they're about to start labeling unorganic food organic. Big, big deal, folks. Just to show the level of corruption. Let's talk to Ken in New York. Ken, you're on the air with Pastor Ted Pike. Go ahead, Ken.
Hi, Alex. Thanks. Mr. Pike, I believe you said this is the fifth time that they tried to pass this bill.
Uh-huh.
How did they succeed this time, whereas the previous four times they failed?
Well, there's two branches of the legislature, so they've succeeded before in passing it out of one area of the Congress. Well, go ahead, Pastor.
The first time they tried was in 1999, and it's been roughly every year, every other year since then. It's always the same bill. It started out as the Hate Crimes Prevention Act in 1999. Then it became the Local Law Enforcement Act and so on. And what I have done is our National Prayer Network has blitzed Congress with educational brochures and so on. We have a video, Hate Laws Making Christian Criminals of Christians, which is on Alex's TV website. But if people would like a copy of that, that can be obtained at a first-generation hard copy. That can be obtained at truthtellers.org. Or people can just call me here at home with their credit card at 503-631-3808. Again, that's 503-631-3808, and I'll fire them off a copy. We really have to get educated fast on this, and this video will be a wonderful way your church or civic organization can understand the whole ambitions and threat of hate laws
all
to
right.
our country.
Absolutely. It's an excellent film. That's why we have it on PrisonBlinded.tv. Anything else, Ken?
Yeah, thanks, Alex. Why do you think, Mr. Pike, the majority of the Christian establishment in the country, like D. James Kennedy and John Hagee and Robertson Falwell, why is it that these individuals are silent on things like this and all of the other things that you've been talking about with regards to the ADL and benign prayer?
Well, they're afraid. I mean, that's why we have to speak up here.
Yeah, that's right. You see, hate crimes legislation can be directly traced back to ADL, B'nai B'rith. In fact, you know, we're talking about ADL as the culprit here, but the fact of the matter is that B'nai B'rith wasn't responsible for establishing hate laws in Canada as well as throughout the rest of the world. So we have double conspirators here, and evangelical Christian leaders know that the hate crimes agenda is basically the baby, the project of a huge, venerable Jewish organization, which is very sensitive about being criticized, and if their hate crimes agenda is criticized, it will be perhaps viewed as anti-Semitic, and the ADL will
listen, Pastor Pike, I want to thank you for coming on. God bless you, my friend, okay?
Thanks, Alex.
Keep it up. Well, we'll be right back with the third hour. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.